The first battalion of recruits for a new Afghan National Army graduate today. President Hamid Karzai praises the U.S.-trained, multi-ethnic force as a positive first step. Karzai says training a national army is the best hope for securing the countryside, disarming militia, and building long-term stability in Afghanistan. NPR's Eric Westerveld reports on the obstacles this first battalion faces.
Afghan fighters might be known for their ferocity and bravery in battle, but these days U.S. Special Forces trainer Sergeant Brian would settle for something more basic, learning to shoot straight.
A lot of them had experience in firing the weapon, but not necessarily in aiming the weapon. Kind of look over the end of the barrel and point it in the right direction, but as far as actually using the sights that are on the weapon, taking careful aim and trying to hit what you're aiming at, it was more of a point and spray idea. Not very efficient.
The new Afghan Military Academy is really an old Soviet base, and it bears the usual scars of 23 years of war. U.S. planes bombed this compound late last year because the Taliban used it to train. Several of the barracks were blasted apart. Now U.S. soldiers have moved in near the rubble, and a multi-ethnic group of Afghans is living in the remaining ramshackle barracks. They're learning to be professional soldiers and to march in step, literally and figuratively, with the new central government. This day, dressed in bright green fatigues, they drill together in a dust-choked courtyard. This fledgling army, by and large, reflects the ethnic makeup of the country. Out of the 300 left in this first battalion, the majority are ethnic Tajik and Pashtun, along with a smattering of Uzbek and Hazaras. 20-year-old Obeidullah stands next to his metal bunk bed in the Spartan barracks. Rail thin with a weathered face, Obeidullah was until recently a soldier loyal to Northern Alliance commander Atta Mohammed. Today, he says, his allegiance is to the new federal government and President Karzai.
The National Army will make sure that the guns are collected from the people who have guns, the warlords, and only then will peace come to the country. And we are not thinking about ethnicity. We are all together, giving hands to each other, helping each other to create a real national army.
That's the bright spot, relative ethnic unity, and it's a big bright spot. But it's otherwise been rough going raising a professional army in Afghanistan. More than a third of the original recruits dropped out or were kicked out. Some couldn't hack it physically or psychologically. Others showed up missing a hand or a leg. They were very patriotic, says one U.S. trainer, but we had to draw a line. But by far the majority left because the training wasn't at all what they expected. Some regional Afghan recruiters, supported by the Afghan Defense Ministry, relied on bold-faced lies to meet recruiting goals. U.S. Army Sergeant Don.
Some of the recruits were outright swindled to get here. They were under the impression they'd be making several times more a month than they actually are. They found out they were being paid $30 a month during their training. It's going to go up to $50 upon graduation. They thought they would be taken to the U.S. for training, that they would be taught to speak English, that they'd be taught to read and write. And these are not part of the program yet.
Those who stuck it out learned the basics of Army discipline, marksmanship, field tactics, and how to operate as a small, cohesive unit. Even then, says Sergeant Brian, the U.S. trainers had to confront fundamental differences. Some Afghan soldiers, for example, didn't readily accept the tactical benefits of being quiet.
One of the most basic soldier skills is when you're in the field, you're silent. You know, you use hand and arm signals so that no one knows you're there until you want them to know. That was one of the big things that we had to overcome. They all wanted to talk to each other.
Still, enormous challenges remain. This is merely the first 300 soldiers in a force the new government would like to see reach 200,000 in a few years. The Special Forces are working with Afghans to eventually take over the training job. Still, a U.S. Army official says they're committed to the training, quote, until the job is done, however long it takes. And that could be quite a while. Lieutenant Colonel Kevin McDonnell is the Special Forces commander in charge of the training.
A number of the warlords that are still out there, they don't want this to succeed because ultimately this is going to be the force that disarms them if they don't get on board and play with a government that's been democratically elected here. So, yeah, there was some resistance out there to send us their best people. We're still looking for some of their best people.
Soldiers practice formations in a mini windstorm as a military brass band strikes up the national anthem. Well, not really the national anthem. It's actually a Turkish tune. They had to come up with something they could all agree on, one U.S. trainer says, and that's what they chose. Perhaps one small compromise in many the Afghan soldiers will have to make as they build a new army after years of fighting each other. Eric Westerveld, NPR News, Kabul.